Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to the podcast that gives you a light look at growing your content. Today, we are going to be discussing creative burnout and how to recover from it. I'm Sarah, and this is Photosynthesis. I'm sure you felt it, or if you haven't, you're likely to in the future. Creative burnout. That feeling of exhaustion when you realize that you have to create, but you're having a major idea drought. Or maybe you're not doing awful as a whole, but you've perhaps reached a point of spacing out at your computer screen and you feel as though you lack energy to carry on. My ideas and fixes here may not work for everyone, because I get that we're all unique people with different operating styles, and that is totally cool. But either way, I hope this list of creative burnout recovery tactics help or maybe inspire you to come up with your own. So without further ado, here are my top 5 ways to break out of creative burnout mode. Number 1. Changing scenery. I'm super thankful that my office gave me a laptop to do my marketing job from, because I totally use that mobility. Like seriously, anytime I start feeling like I'm losing focus or I need a fresh dose of creative energy, I pick up my laptop and I leave my desk. Sometimes I go sit outside in the sun, sometimes I sit on the floor, sometimes I lay on the couch or stand at one of the tall tables that they have out in our hallway. Honestly, people, they're always walking by making jokes about me never being at my office. I'm just like, hey, you get kicked out again? Or do you just like legitimately not enjoy working at your desk? I get these comments all the time, but I don't really care. I totally roll with it because being outside gives me a good dose of fresh air and oxygen to work off of, and being on the couches or the hallway tables, it puts me out in the open where people walk by me and sometimes they'll stop and chat and give me ideas, or even if they don't, the occasional humor and hellos of my coworkers give me a bit of a mental break and it helps me feel more positive, which often leads me to better creativity. So no matter how many times people laugh at me for sitting on the couch in the hallway with my shoes off to do my work during the day, oh, it's worth it. Second on my list is stretch breaks. And I get it. Taking a break is hard. I am particularly awful at taking breaks because I will just get super zoned into a project and pretty soon just everything else fades into the background and I am focused on just that. Like, breaks do not even occur to me sometimes. Someday I'll get better at this whole taking a break thing. But until then, seriously, it's good to keep an eye on the clock and think about when the last time was that you actually got up and moved, because even if it's on a day when you just really aren't feeling like going and walking around and moving much, trust me, it's worth it. Just, it gets your blood pumping, which makes your brain start thinking more, and everybody says exercise gives you energy, and I think to some degree they're right. As long as you're not like overdoing it and going on like some sort of crazy workout in the middle of your workday, which I don't know, I mean, I guess if that works for you, it works for you. Like I said, I totally respect that everybody operates differently. If I did too much, it would exhaust me, but still, point being, get up, leave your desk, even if it's like for 5 minutes at a whack every once in a while. It is super worth it. Now, somewhat related, third on my list is changing positions. And this is another point where people sometimes look at me a little oddly, because it's not uncommon to find me sitting cross-legged in an office chair or backwards on the couch or sitting on the concrete ground of the patio outside my workplace. Or even when I was flying between Washington and Tennessee, I needed creative energy and I was trapped inside of an airplane and I couldn't stand the straight up sitting in one position for like 6 hours at a whack thing. Nuh-uh. So I was that one weird girl on the plane that was like hanging halfway out of her seat into the aisleway and like kind of a yoga type pose with her notebook and writing and stuff. Yeah, it was probably really weird to behold, but it helps, okay? But really, just for me, a stiff body coincides with a stiff mind. So kick off your shoes, get comfy, and figure out what positions can optimize your best brain flow. Now, this suggestion, it works better if you're having creative block just at your house, or maybe if you're a work from home type person. I don't know. I don't know what your background is. But taking a shower, I have found to be particularly useful for getting my brain thinking more openly and creatively. Like, that totally unplugged time that you spend in the shower can be both physically and mentally rejuvenating. And, that's right. You guys with the waterproof cell phones, put them away. Don't take them in the shower with you, because really, that time where you're standing in just a blank slate kind of space, feeling the warmth of the water pouring down on your head, and just there's no distractions, nobody trying to talk to you, just it's you and the warm water and your thoughts. That is amazing for thinking creatively. Just let your mind wander. Don't even think about trying to solve your problems, and sometimes they just kind of end up getting solved anyways. Showers are awesome, okay? And bonus points, you get clean. Yay. Now, next step here is taking a walk, which is kind of similar to my taking a break and getting up, moving kind of thing. This kind of encompasses a little more, I guess, like a little bit more intensity than just like your 5 minutes getting up, walking around the office or your house or whatever kind of a thing. Like, this can be at a park, the gym, or maybe if you're fortunate to have one, even like the treadmill at your house. Just getting a good foot rhythm going and getting your blood pumping really helps impact brain function. Or it does for me, at least. I even have this whole post on my blog about my experience writing from my treadmill. And I don't know, does this work for other forms of exercise? Possibly. I suspect it would. I don't quote me on it because I've never actually tried to see if anything like stationary bike riding or bench pressing or whatever would help me to think better, but I kind of have the suspicion that any kind of like really good rhythmic workout is probably gonna be good for your brain function. So have fun, experiment, give it a try, and even if it doesn't work, you feel really awesome by the end of it, because at least you didn't waste all of that time staring at your computer trying to get a good idea. By the end of it, you've at least gotten a decent workout. So, you know, it's still a win. So, anywho, what on earth does this all boil down to? I think all of my best creative block fixes basically boil down to be chill, get moving, and don't take yourself too seriously. And that's pretty much all I've got for you this week. So, until next time, keep growing, my friend.